Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we help you live in the flow of God's blessing. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Brooklyn. And today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Kurt Price from Arlington Family Chiropractic in Arlington, Tennessee. We've been patients of Dr. Price's for 2 years now. And what we have really noticed is Dr. Price and his team have done a phenomenal job of creating a Christian culture in their company. And today in our meeting with him, he's going to discuss some of the key aspects of what he has done and what he's implemented to create that Christian culture.
And what I love about today's discussion is that no matter what position you hold in the company, whether you're the business owner, you're the entrepreneur driving this thing forward, or you're just beginning at an entry-level position, everyone contributes to the culture. But specifically today, if you are aspiring to be a leader or you are a leader in business, this is going to be a conversation that I believe you will have a lot of good takeaways from, because we have to be intentional about creating these kinds of cultures. So thank you so much today for joining us, Dr. Kurt.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're really excited to have Dr. Kurt. Tell us a little bit about what you do here at Arlington Family Chiropractic.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm the owner and the doctor. I'm a solo practitioner. I do chiropractic. I do physical therapeutics, meaning now I do adjustments. I do different things like use traction tables, do exercises, electric muscle stems, a lot of things you would see in a typical therapy atmosphere. We do decompression, cold laser. We have weight management programs, weight loss programs, massage therapy.
In other words, if you've got a problem, if you've got an ache or a pain or something's just not feeling right, come see you.
That's it. We do a lot of stuff.
I know the first time I came, and I don't mind saying this, you know, as a patient, I'd never had chiropractic care. And so we came, and my wife had grown up with chiropractic care, and she was talking about all the benefits of it. And I was like, oh man, that's snake oil salesman stuff, you know. I was like, all right, so I'll try it, because I was hurting or something. I forgot what it was. But she was so convinced. And so we walked in the doors, and I was like, oh, this is a nice atmosphere. I like this. You know, the people were friendly. There was, you know, Christian music playing, and there was just a peace about it. And then you walk in, and I'd heard about the roller table. And then I'd heard about, you know, like this gun that ta-ta-ta-ta, and like, oh, he's going to pop. And I was like, I had all this built up in my mind, but I'm telling you what, when we walked in, and, you know, when the first time I met you and just seeing the staff and the atmosphere and everything, it put me at ease. And now, over months, well, probably a year almost now, I can say, as I can, you know, testify to the fact that it really does help.
Yeah.
Over time, it's about consistency. It's kind of like the first time you go work out, you're sore the next day, and you don't see a lot of results. But if you do it over time, you start to see, wow, there's a change. And that's kind of how it has been for me. But one thing that really stood out to me was the atmosphere. And that's actually part of the reason why I want to have a conversation today is about what the importance of creating an atmosphere that has peace. And really what we're talking about is creating a Christian atmosphere in your business. So tell me a little bit about your thoughts about that and why that would be important.
Well, one of the things that I heard you say, and you hit it around the dot, that when I hear someone say, you know, I just walked in and I felt that peace. You know, I mean, all of us in our life, who doesn't want that peace?
Right.
And we all know where that is.
Especially the doctor's clinic in
absolutely,
our office.
Yeah. Absolutely. In a chiropractic office at that, because you know, like you're saying, you've heard things, this and that, and which, by the way, I hear those stories all the time. None of them are true.
Right. I know that now, but
it's funny to me, some of the things that I hear. And anyways, so it's the whole mother, father, teacher, preacher. Sometimes we hear things that we take it as, oh, they said that, so it's true, you know.
Right.
And it's all perception. It's kind of like our walk. It's our walk.
Right.
It's not his walk or her walk. It's my walk.
Right.
You know. So yeah, you one of the things that you had that peace. So obviously, when I hear that, it makes me feel good because I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir.
And that peace can only come from Jesus, and that's try to what we create. See, to me, this is, yes, it's a chiropractic office. Yes, I'm a chiropractor, but this is my discipleship too. This is how I disciple. You mm-hmm. know. So
your witness, it's that living witness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all called, we all have gifts. And to me, this is my calling. Mm-hmm. This is what God put me here for. So first and foremost, here's the thing. There might be someone who won't walk in the four walls of your church. They won't walk in the four walls of my church or Sally's church or John's church, but they might walk through the four doors of my chiropractic office.
Right.
Or that insurance office or whatever it may be. And so, you know, I think we have a real opportunity, okay?
It's like an outpost for Jesus, you know?
Yeah. So, and that's, I just, it's, I can't describe it. It's a fire. It's a burning. I know that's, it's right. And it's the truth. And I just, that's what I want to create. And so when you walk in, you feel that peace, you hear the music, you know, and that worship, you know, and just kind of like when we start a church, the first thing we do, we sing, it's worship. It's, and I want people to feel that, to feel at ease. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it might not be my words or my staff's words, but they hear those words and they know they've heard them before, mm-hmm. whether it be on Caleb or, you know, the message, XM Radio, whatever it is, right? Church. So I create that. And then, obviously, you know, I try to do some scripture,
mm-hmm.
I've seen you know, when you walk through the door,
Do you have like the verse of the day? Or the
I do. Yes. We kind of do a verse of the day, where it comes from. I have no idea. Just whatever comes to us that day. I have lots of, you know, through my readings and my daily devotionals and
just
things like that.
Don't get hung up in the, like the Book of Revelation or
something. Yeah. So we always try to create. And here's the other thing too. I move it around the office.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed lately.
I've seen it different places. I was like, well, why is it there? But I guess people notice it different.
Yeah. I want to create a change. I don't want it to be the same, stale. You look for the, you know, and I know everybody's looking for it, but then it's, where is it? It's like kind of an Easter egg.
Builds an anticipation, though, is what it does.
Yeah. And then just, it, depending on which, as you know, it's going to my office. Let me say this. There's lots of different services, which we kind of hit on, and there's even more, obviously. But some people only do this, some people don't do that, some people do all this, some people do, you know, everybody's different. So that's the other thing. So I move it around for that purpose. I want to make sure that we're in different departments and different,
everyone gets a chance to see it.
Yeah. So that's another reason. And then, you know, like the staff, I want them to be themselves. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that, you know, in our businesses, you know, you'd like to think you're the expert in your business, mm-hmm. and we all are in our way. There's some of those things you can teach, mm-hmm. okay? But then there's those intangibles, those X factors that you can't teach. So I look for that. I look for that. Does, you know, do I see Jesus? When I look at you and listen to you, do I hear that? Do I hear that? That power, that peace, that, you know, in their
day. You're talking about in your employees themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like,
so what you're doing is you're creating a culture. And a big part of that is not just what you're doing, like, you know, putting a scripture up or playing Christian music. And again, it's not just about being Christian. I mean, we are the light post. We are the light of the world and all that. But the reality is, whether you're religious or not, you can feel the difference.
Correct.
And because it's truth. It works.
Absolutely.
And when you have a team member that joins your team, they have to be able to fit in with that culture. And while you're not necessarily, you know, judging other people, but for your sake, for their sake, and the patient's sake, you have to feel like they have to have that kind of whatever that vibe is that means that they can be a part of this environment, because that's important to your, both to your business and your passion for Christ.
Absolutely. You know, I tell them, we all have stuff.
Yeah.
Check it at the door. You know?
Yeah.
When you come in here, you're here to help and you're here to serve.
That's awesome.
You're here to give. You're not here to take. And so I remind them all of that, including myself. These are all things that I do myself. That's, to me, that's a good doctor. That's the doctor I want to see. Mm-hmm. And so, to be honest, I try to create an environment, an atmosphere, in a business, if you want to call it, because sometimes I don't even look at it as that, that I would want to go to.
Right.
And I'm always trying to reinvent myself and tweak myself and grow myself to make things different and better.
Well, and I think part of it, kind of tapping on to, and we're kind of getting a little bit about, you know, not just why it's important for the fact that when you do this, people feel the difference. I think the staff and the culture around that also feel a difference working here. And then, but what you're touching on is your own self. Mm-hmm. Is you don't want, as the business, you may be the business owner and quote unquote the boss, but you don't want it to feel that way. You know,
right.
You want to come and have an atmosphere where you can be relaxed. You can, you know, treat patients and do things that you have to do. But at the same time, you enjoy getting up and going to work every day.
Yeah.
Because I know some business owners or entrepreneurs or people that just work in business. I mean, this isn't just for business owners, but they get up and they hate what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you hate what you do every day, don't do it. Mm-hmm. And so you have to create that. You didn't just happen. You have to create that.
Yeah, that's a bit, you know, that is, I have that conversation quite a bit with people during the day, and I see it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And man, you hit it right on the dot. It's, you, I think that's the difference between, am I doing a job, or am I doing my calling?
Right.
And
that's what you were talking about at first.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah. And that's, and I like to help people find that too. I know,
right.
You know, as a chiropractor, you're kind of, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here
right.
to serve, whatever that is. You know what? Maybe it's not an adjustment that day. Maybe it's,
mental adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously. Maybe it's just a hug.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's, my devotional that day was for somebody.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many times I've seen God do that how he was using me, which is a whole nother topic, being usable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. It's so awesome. You know what? He's all around us. You have to be looking.
Right.
You know?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, what you've basically been talking about and alluding to is that, you know, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term business as mission.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, and my pastor recently preached a message about God's mission, our business, and God's business, our mission. Basically,
right.
If you connect what you're doing and your purpose with what God has called you to do, yet calling, first and foremost, that's why you want to pursue something. You don't just pursue it because of money or prestige and stuff. If you're going to do that, you may have some level of success, but you'll never find happiness or peace.
Right.
But when you walk in here, you know you're in your calling because everyone can, it's undeniable that there's peace here. And when you do that, not only does it give you a lot of, one of the blessings, and we're talking about blessed business, one of the blessings is not only do you have the peace of what you're doing, but, and not only for the employees and the patients, the clients, and whatever you have, but also the business itself is blessed. And I don't know all the details of your business, but I can just look around and tell that, you know, it's doing well, you know, and people refer, and just the natural organic process of business seems to flow when all those other areas are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. And I like what you said. When you use the words doing well, I would twist it a little bit and say, define doing well. Well, you know what? My definition of doing well is making sure every day that I'm on purpose with God, doing what I'm supposed to be doing,
right.
My calling, you know? Am I being that person, that man, that father, that husband, that friend, everything I'm supposed to be, you know? When your keys go in the door in that morning, every single morning, I can tell you and all my patients and friends and family, I'm all prayed up.
Right.
I am ready to go. I mean, you ask my kids right now and they'll tell you, oh, yep, dad's in the bedroom. He's with Jesus, you know?
Right.
My kids know that. And I think, you know, set the example, be the example. I teach it to my staff, you know, walk in, I call it my hour of power, if you will.
Yep.
You know, I'm ready to go. I've had it. So when I go in, I'm ready for whatever the day. Yes, God, I've made my plans, but your will be done, you know?
Right.
So I'm ready to go.
Well, and what it does is it puts us in alignment with what God's wanting to do. And when we do that, it absolutely revolutionizes our business because our business is on his mission. And you know what? And my pastor put it this way, and just so well put, is that when you hit your wagon of what God's doing, we know that everything God does is going to be successful.
Right. That's
so
it.
You're basically, you know, got a guaranteed success plan right there if you're doing that. And I love what you talked about, you know, before you put your key in the door coming to the office is you're prayed up. That's one thing that I think that And that's kind of a part of the point of this podcast is to give business owners and entrepreneurs or people in business, even if they don't own the business, they're working in business, the courage and that they're not alone in this, that they're not crazy. And there is principles behind this that if you do these things, if you pray every day, if you read your Bible, if you take these biblical-based principles and you start, you know, infiltrating that into your business and your culture and your team, every aspect, you're going to be blessed with peace. You're going to be blessed with prosperity. Your everything connected is just going to have that blessed feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it?
Yeah,
that's fair, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's awesome. Yeah, you know. Yes, we're here to serve, but you know what? This is funny. It's okay to be weird. You know what? So it says, you know right. what? Oh, there's one of those weird Jesus guys. Okay, cool. I'm weird then. That's fine. Right. You know, it's okay to take that step because you know what? You're not here for, this is going to sound weird. You're not here to make people happy. You're here to make God happy.
Right.
You know, you're here to serve.
Right.
But you're not here to please people. And they right. you hear those words. There's a difference between serving and pleasing.
Hmm.
We're not here to please people. We're here to serve people.
Mm-hmm. And please God.
And please God. Yeah. It play on words, I get it. But if you think about it, it makes sense. And so by stepping out of that box and realizing that, you know, as a business owner, you in the book of Matthew, what did Jesus know 2,000 years ago, he chose the word, you can serve mammon or you can serve me. Why did he choose that word? Out of all the words he could have chose. Because he knew that would be a temptation. That would be something that would get us all. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so as a business owner, there's a walk there.
Right.
You know, there's that tightrope. And there's nothing wrong with being successful.
No.
But again, getting back to what your definition of success is.
Right.
Because when you're doing all those other things, everything else falls into place. It's easy. But you can't serve both.
Right.
You can't serve God and you can't serve money. And so, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the more I learn about God, the more I learn about business, the more I learn about life. And I'm a young man, but the more I learn about life, the more I see that it's, in a lot of ways, the opposite of what we sometimes think. If you chase after something, and the Bible says this beautifully. Jesus said, you know, if you seek to gain your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you know, then you're going to gain it. And I'm paraphrasing, but,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? It's like twist your brain because you're like, how does that work? But there's so many times that the way God works is not how we work. And when we bring God into our business, and that's, you know, putting God back in business, back in our businesses, that's kind of our tagline around here at the Blessed Business Podcast. When we do that, and whether it's putting it in our atmosphere, our team, our culture, our personal walk before we get there, when we bring God, invite Him into what we're doing, it just brings a whole new dimension, but it means we operate differently. Like you said, being weird. You know, I know there's times that I've seen people that they say, well, hey, you gave, you know, this person a raise. And I had an employee one time and I paid him significantly more than I knew what he was making somewhere else. And he had come to work for me for the same money, but I significantly increased what he was going to be paid. And they're like, well, why? Well, I want to be a blessing to that person because I see the blessing and the value he's going to be to me. And I know what God's done for me. So why would I hoard the blessing? I've got this open hand. And I had a client one time who's a business mentor of mine who turned around and said, I had a proposal for him and in a consulting rate and et cetera when I was first getting started. And he looked at me and he said, Hunter, and I was kind of nervous. This is my first, you know, major consulting thing. I was billing him way more than I thought I'd ever would because I used to be an intern for him, you know, making $12 an hour. And he looked at me and I was like, you know, sitting there with anticipation and he let it sit for a second. He's like, this ain't going to work. And I'm like, oh no. He's like, you ain't charging me enough. Or he said, you aren't charging me enough. And I was like, what? It's like my brain just like, what is like, wow, the world just like totally, there's like a rift in space or something. And he said, no, you need to go back and figure this up and you need to charge me more because if you're starting off in business, you're never going to make money doing this. And that lesson stuck with me. And he's a Christian business owner. They on their website, they say, you know, we put God first, and just everything they do is, it's very intentional, because he had a hold of this principle and I didn't have a hold of this principle yet, but he showed me that I had greater value. And by him doing that, for the record, he had that consulting rate way longer. Once I started charging clients twice as much, he was blessed. I kind of grandfathered him because he believed in me early on.
That's awesome.
But then I was able to turn around and take that principle and do that, replicate, if that makes sense. So his one deed replicated itself. But I bring that up because what he was doing is he was putting it into practice, and it was weird. Anybody else would have looked at that and said, dude, because it was twice as much as he ultimately had me charge him twice, literally twice as much as I had proposed. Hmm. Everyone else would say, that's crazy. You're stupid. You're going to go out of business doing that. But you know what? The business has been blessed, and our relationship has been well. And I mean, I'm telling you what, everything that, when you start applying these so-called weird principles, something about it just works.
Yeah.
It's not like science. It's a different principle. It's like if you're chasing after a girl and you like, you know, you like, I really, really want, like, they just ignore you. And then like, you're like, turn around and just be cool and be natural. Like, instead of trying to impress people, you'd be your real self. Everyone likes you at that point, whether it's, you know, a future spouse or, you know, our relationship with people, you know, friends. When you're trying to put on something, people get that. They can see that.
Yeah, that's how I got my wife, by the way. I finally let her.
That's kidding. She may hear this, so just be forewarned that anything you say can and could be used against you. Not by me. But anyways, I think that there's a principle there that we have to change our perspective.
Yeah.
And do business differently.
Yep.
So, well, I had a couple other questions I wanted to talk to you about. So we've talked a little bit about, you know, why it's important, the difference that it makes, and all of that. But I'd like to know a little bit about some obstacles that you've had to overcome, because you didn't just hit the ground running, I'm sure, perfect, because no one does. So tell me a little bit about, it wasn't an overnight getting here. Mm-hmm. And so we look at all the culture and the success and everything now, but tell us a little bit of the backstory. So
I started off, obviously working for somebody,
right.
As an associateship, and, I learned a lot. Obviously any new doctor starting off, it's why it's called practicing. You need practice.
Right.
I know that's probably scary to everyone out there.
It is true.
Yeah. We had, you know, you see patients for years before you actually get to that point, but you know, you're always, you know, mm-hmm. I always tell everybody it's, as soon as you think you got it, you turn the corner and God's there to humble you. So, right. Especially as a doctor. But yeah, I worked for somebody, learned the ropes, and then that's where things kind of started to take shape as to what was God doing. Mm-hmm. Going from more of that technician, if you will, to that, getting to that point where it's putting God in the practice and serving, mm-hmm. your calling and all that. And it's funny when I look back at some of the heartaches or the mistakes, or what I thought were mistakes, absolutely were not. I mean, things started to happen, which taking me away from the place which I thought I was going to be. In fact, I was a partner. Mm-hmm. Most people probably would have, you know, I guess by the world's definition of success, I was successful, but whatever. I knew deep down in my heart something was missing. Mm-hmm. And I actually told my wife 6 months before anything ever happened. I told her, I said, I'm not where I'm supposed to be.
Wow. You could feel it.
Yeah. And for some people out there, this is where the rubber meets the road, and you know you have an awesome wife. And she said, let's pray about it, you know, and let's stay in prayer about it, you know. And we're, I've heard stories, I've been told, like, no, you know, that there was a different type of response, and my wife was amazing about it. And I think that goes back to, what's your definition of success? Is it worldly success or is it God's success?
Right.
And she was just awesome. And, ultimately, I was taken from that place. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you'd think, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
What are you
You've
doing?
You've got everything going right. What? Yeah. Why change now?
And I just knew. I knew deep down that burning something was there saying, you're not where you're supposed to be. Hmm. And ironically, in prayer about that, the way things fell into place to where I'm at now, which, you know, I'm on my own now. Mm-hmm. So I was through that internship, associateship, all that stuff. I was probably 4 years. It's about the 4 or 5 year mark.
Gotcha.
I'm going on my own. And the way everything fell into place, you can't make this stuff up. The way right. God just moved people around and the way things happened, and it's just awesome. So here, this heartache, I thought I was like, you know, why is this not right? This doesn't make sense, you know? And here I'm taken away and starting over, which is scary.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's another thing for business owners out there and everybody. When you're trying to force something and it's not working, it's probably not God's will.
You know, just what I'm saying? Just a little pro tip there.
Yeah. And I have found that over and over when I forced it, yeah, it didn't work. And it didn't.
Right.
When it's God's will, it's so easy. I mean, it's like you don't even have to try, and it falls into place like, oh, yep, there it is. Oh, that one too. You know, it's just, and that's what happened. And I tell you what, it's what God's doing and everything I've seen over the last, I'm in my, just starting my 8th year on my own.
Awesome. And, congratulations.
Thank you. It just keeps getting better and better. You know, it's kind of like being married. The longer you're with your wife, you learn these things about her, and just right. how you realize how awesome she is, and just your marriage just gets better and better, and you fall more and more in love. And the same thing, what God's doing in the business professionally, it just keeps getting better and better and better. And yes, I still have heartaches and different things, you know, where, you know, I'll tell you the biggest one. This is a big one. Every time I'm very inventive, as you know, that I try to, like, I'm always keep up with technology and what's going on. And sometimes some things that we think we're adding are great are not. And what God has shown me is keep it simple. Hmm. You know, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Keep it simple and don't overcomplicate it.
Because we try to do that a lot of times.
Oh, man, don't we? You know, and so just keeping it simple, just simple chiropractic adjustment. You know, I tell people all the time, I move the bone, God does the healing.
Right.
He works through me, you know, and, you know, it's the simple adjustment. It's not in what I do. It's in how powerful what it is I'm doing.
Right.
You know, the simple adjustment creates this amazing transformation, healing, you know, power in the body. That allows the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system and every cell, tissue, and organ in it to just function and heal the way God intended it to, mm-hmm. okay? And it's amazing how that starts with a simple adjustment. And,
right.
And the more in tune you become to that and the more open to seeing God all around us, that's when I start to see miracles happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can imagine I've got some things that, yep, I'd be the crazy chiropractor if I start telling those stories.
Right.
But it's cool to see what God's doing.
Well, and going back to what we discussed earlier is you've created an atmosphere, a Christian base. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, knock on, you know, other people, but something about it just works when you have that atmosphere. And it start, and if I could just kind of recap some of the things we've talked about, is, you know, it starts with you, you know, and you've got to get up and you've got to be the man or the woman that has a relationship with God. If you start there, and then you have to start with your team and your culture and the things that you do, like you mentioned, you've got Christian music playing, you put scriptures up, you have encouraging messages, you know, all these different things, and just the atmosphere itself, so that it just basically invites it into the culture of the company. But then you have to be open for God to work in your business.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of times, and I think it's just amazing that as a doctor, I think there's probably, I don't know this because I'm not a doctor, although I was headed down the medical tract at one point in my life, and I met a lot of doctors, that sometimes you can get to the point of, I hate to use the word arrogance, but like you feel like you're doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
When the reality is, what you've come to grips with is that you're the facilitator, but really God is the one doing it.
Yeah.
And I've embraced that in my business. There's been so many times, which I do, you know, marketing and websites and stuff for my clients and my, in my practice. But what there's so many times, I can't tell you how many times that I'll come up to a project and be like, you know what, God, I have no idea what it's going to take to make them successful in this because they want to grow their business. We want this marketing campaign to be successful, but I have some ideas, but it's what everybody else would do too. We want something different. We want something special. And I'll literally will take a project and I'll say, Lord, I need the creative ability to be able to do this. It's not about me and, you know, a degree or, you know, experience or my creativity. No, I go and I've literally got down on my knees in my office and said, God, you've got to help me deliver this project to this client. And there's a radical difference in the end result than if I just get up there and be like, oh, look at me, you know, I've got this. And I think when business people, owners or people in business, you know, working their way up in business or whatever, I mean, we both started, and I think most people start working in a business, whether they grow into management or into their own business or whatever. But if you'll embrace these principles and you'll invite God back in your business, you'll see amazing things.
Yeah.
And the blessing of God will just be on your life.
And one thing you said, you know, it's not just about turning music on or anything like that. It's you.
Right.
It's who, you know.
Those are symptoms, but there's a deeper root there. Yeah.
And that's kind of like chiropractic, that root deep subluxation,
right?
Root cause of the problem. We're not treating symptoms. We're getting to the cause, mm-hmm. You know, who you are determines how well what you do works. And then you got somebody out there like, what did he just say? Yeah.
Right.
So who you are determines how well what you do works.
Wow. That's powerful.
And the bigger you can make your why, meaning mm-hmm. why you do what you do, man, look out. And that's, and when you can connect those with God.
Right.
Oh, man. You're tapping into something big, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So it starts with you putting that armor on. Put on your full armor of God and before you walk through that door. And you know, we were joking around before we started. I don't have the answers to everything.
Right.
How'd you do this or that? I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah. We'll ask the big man someday. I'll let you know.
Let's go up. Like, got to keep going upstairs.
Yeah. So, and that's, it gets back to the whole, it's just easy when it,
right.
When it's genuine and true and you're telling the truth.
Right.
That's big, huge. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not afraid to tell someone I don't know.
Right.
But I'll find out.
Right.
You know?
And so many people, they feel like because they're in, you know, a business owner or they're the boss or they're the manager or they're the doctor or they're the consultant, they have to have the answers.
Yeah.
But as Christians, we realize that we can't do it on our own.
Right. Especially as men, right? Don't we have to fix everything?
Don't ask for directions.
My wife probably hears this. She'll laugh. Yep. Because we all do it. We want to fix things. Right. Don't we? So you like can't do that.
The first thing I do when I get something that has to be some assembly required is I throw away the directions. It's like, that's an insult to my manhood, you know?
Yeah.
But it's true. We struggle with that so many times. But the thing is, when we change ourselves,
right,
that it'll and we align ourselves with God, it'll naturally flow into our business, and creating a Christian atmosphere, creating that culture that is conducive to being blessed and having peace and serving clients well, that starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's powerful.
Yeah, being usable.
And being usable, yes.
Being usable. I mean, being usable meaning getting yourself right. Are you living a sin-free life?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, fix it. You know?
Right.
You know, if there's anything unrighteous in your heart, ask God to remove that. And none of us are perfect.
No.
There's only been one man, that is. And so we all make mistakes, and that's okay. That's another thing. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. That's why we serve an awesome God who...
It's okay to not know the answers.
Yeah. Who's there to pick us up and carry us like footprints in the sand and just grace. And yeah, it's okay, you know?
That's awesome. Noel, thank you so much. I believe what you're saying, and I've seen you put it to practice in your practice, if I can say it that way. And I really appreciate what you've done. And in the last year of knowing you, it spoke volumes to me. And it's obvious that it's apparent that you are a Christian and that God's got his blessing and favor on your life and that you're doing something right. And so I really appreciate your time here with me today. We'll have to have you back to continue the conversation. I'd love to kind of dig into some more of these details and talk about God and how amazing he is.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. And just again, all glory to him. And just, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
You know, that was such a good interview with Dr. Kurt. I believe there are so many actions that Dr. Kurt is taking that is helping create that Christian culture in his company. And I believe that many of those actions we could take and our lives would benefit from it. You know, one of the things that really stood out to me while listening to what he had to say was when he said he's always looking for a way to minister throughout the day. And whether that be through adjusting his patients or praying with them, helping them in any way he can. And he said, you know, God's all around us. We just have to take time to look for him. And I think that is so true. I think we have opportunities around us all the time, but it's easy to become distracted with life and distracted with getting our job done, distracted with the daily tasks. But if we could just slow down and realize this isn't just about completing my tasks, but it is also about furthering the kingdom. It's about connecting what I'm doing today with the mission of God. If we could be purposeful about everything that we're doing, I believe there would be many more opportunities we would find to minister to those around us.
I agree completely. And the reality is, if you're not intentional, it's not going to happen. And that's why it's so important. And I also like what he said about if you're trying to force something, it probably isn't the will of God, or maybe just not his timing.
You know, I remember one time when we were having a discussion with him in his office. We were talking about how wonderful his company was that he had created, and we began to discuss the opportunities for him to grow up bigger. And he stopped in that moment and he said, I'm not trying to grow a business. I'm growing a ministry. And I don't ever want my business to become so large that I can't touch the lives that are coming into my office, because my purpose is to build this ministry to where I can touch each individual life. And if I grow beyond my capabilities, then I've stepped out of the boundaries of what I'm supposed to create, because this isn't about the business. It's about the lives I'm touching.
Which ties perfectly in with what he said about, am I doing a job or am I walking in my calling? Are you serving your calling? I love what he said about that, because so many times we say, okay, what is the main objective here? It's kind of like when you're on a journey, you know, it's like drive as fast as possible so you can get to the destination. Or are you enjoying the process? Are you looking at the scenery outside? And so many times as entrepreneurs, business owners, or people that are in business trying to climb the ladder, so to speak, it becomes all about, it's just a rat race of get to the finish line, get to the finish line, get to the finish line. But what he really challenged me was to take a look at what you're doing. Are you walking in your purpose and calling each and every day? And are you creating a culture around that in your company? Instead of, okay, we just want to push as many patients through as possible, he's saying, how can we impact the lives of those around us? And that really goes back to being that Christian culture and being able to change other people's lives.
So what are some characteristics of a Christian culture within a company?
Well, that's a great question. The reality is, I think to have a Christian culture, you have to have Christian values at work. Things like honesty, integrity, kindness, showing love one for another, preferring one another, being humble. Humility goes a long way. Having a spirit of generosity. And it starts at the top with the boss, the manager, the employer, the entrepreneur, whoever's in leadership. But it also trickles down to each and every person involved in the company, regardless of your position. When you start employing those kinds of traits, those character traits, and those Christian principles, then the culture kind of evolves from there.
You know, that is so good, and I think that we will see a great benefit in our life from applying those principles. Well, friends, I think that wraps it up for today. Don't forget, you can find us at our website, theblessedbusiness.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at The Blessed Business. Give us a like, give us a follow. Tell your friends about us. Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. and tune in next time.